Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Back at 3 ATL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, Don Davenport with you. Let's talk a little Vanderbilt sports. We've got Vanderbilt basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse, Vanderbilt AD Malcolm Turner in studio. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. How are you guys? Malcolm, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Coach Stackhouse, how are you?
I'm excited, man. Thanks for having me.
It's an honor to have you guys in here, we're looking forward to getting to know you guys better. Coach Stackhouse, when you got the job, I just told you when we tweeted it out, I looked for that dunk against Duke and had to throw that out there and with the caption, Vanderbilt's coach could dunk on your coach. Can you still throw down? Like, we go out there now, can you throw down pretty good?
I tell him all the time, I can still do that exact dunk. I only can do it on Wednesdays and Saturdays. The other days, not so much.
Welcome to Nashville, guys. Have you had a chance to get out and about at all, or this been kind of a whirlwind for each of you?
Definitely a whirlwind, for sure. But thrilled to be here in great town, great university. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Coach Stackhouse?
Yeah, I've gotten out and I played a little golf already. Gaylord Springs. I found it as soon as I got here. And then, the restaurants, man, it's hard to decide. We're going down the street and seeing all. I'm a foodie, so I'm excited about being here for a lot of reasons. Obviously, the basketball, but what I can do after the games is exciting, too.
And Coach Stack looks like he still played a game yesterday. He said, I eat whatever I want, but I run it off.
Yeah, man, I got to get out there with him a little bit, make sure I stay trim.
Well, Coach Stackhouse, it seemed to me like you were headed down like that NBA coaching path. What was it about the college game and now that made you want to jump into this side of things?
Well, I just think it's the opportunity to work with Malcolm, and I've seen his work, you know, in the G League and the things that he's been able to do to grow that league, and the opportunity that he got here to try to take Vanderbilt to the next level, and for him to reach out to me as a candidate for this job. It was just hard to turn down. I mean, like I said, I was thinking more of, you know, interviews this summer. I had a couple interviews last summer for NBA head jobs, mm-hmm. and felt like I was on that trajectory to be there. But the opportunity to come here and grow and be a part of something really special, something lasting, the things that we want to do together to build this program is going to be something that could possibly be here a lot longer after we're all gone. So it was exciting prospect for me.
Coach, I know you had said in your press conference, you know, a lot of your decision was based on your relationship with Malcolm. Malcolm, I'll start with you. Kind of take us back to the beginning of that relationship when you first met Coach and how it all developed in the G League.
You know, we really first met. Certainly we have the connection of having attended University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, but we really didn't meet, so to speak, until the NBA G League. And, you know, this was, you know, as part of that league, immediately was very impressed with Coach Stackhouse and his ability to connect and relate and develop his roster. His teams played hard, both ends of the floor, great culture, great chemistry. And the G League's a hard league. I mean, your success is your demise. As you develop players, they move on, they get called up to the NBA, and Coach Stackhouse won the NBA G League championship and Coach of the Year, and the very following year with a completely different roster, I met him again in the finals. But just his track record of achievement and just his eye for development, his passion for the game, his feel for the game, and again, just his connectivity and relatability. I mean, you talk to any G League head coach and NBA coaches and GMs, and you know, it's very, very consistent, and just the eye test. I mean, you see how the guys react to him. You see how hard they play both ends of the floor, play connected, and was just very impressive. And just frankly, I just grew a tremendous amount of respect for how he goes about his business and how he works with his roster and within the organization. And, you know, fast forwarding this conversation, we were looking for a great leader, high character, passion for development. really interested in developing the whole person and just felt like he would be a tremendous fit. So we couldn't be more excited to have him here to write this next chapter with Vanderbilt basketball.
The because outsiders will say, oh, well, Coach Stack doesn't have any college, you know, experience. Ever a hesitation for you because of that?
Not at all. I mean, I think that's such a misplaced narrative. You know, first of all, there were plenty of people who I consulted with. And it's funny, you know, I spoke with, you know, Brad Stevens and Commissioner Silver and a number of well-connected, well-informed NBA GMs, just for starters, R.C. Buford and many others. And, you know, they're and to a person, you know, they talked about that, yes, you have a lot of former players who want to be coaches, but there's a difference. You know, there's a pool that wants to skip steps and wants to jump right to that, you know, coaching opportunity and not really pay their dues. And to a person, Jerry Stackhouse is completely different, completely the opposite. This is someone who has had an interest in coaching, but has really invested the time and energy to hone his craft and committed to what it takes and not skipping steps and willing to roll up his sleeves. And so I saw that kind of firsthand, you know, to begin with, but certainly in consulting, you know, with, you know, like a Brad Stevens, again, like I mentioned, who certainly understands that dynamic. And so he and many others were very thoughtful and helpful with their own observations that frankly validated what I already felt and what I already saw. And all the more reason, couldn't be more thrilled to have Coach Stackhouse a partner to really help co-author our vision for Vanderbilt men's basketball going forward.
What was that process like for you, though, Malcolm? As you take the job, you start to evaluate every athletics program, right? You start to establish, you know, your relationships with everybody. At the same time, you've got to take the Vanderbilt athletic department from top to bottom and evaluate it. Everybody who's doing everything, I would imagine, down to the guy sweeping the floors.
No question. And so, you know, obviously with the start, you know, started in season as it relates to basketball in particular. And, you know, it was one of those that, you know, as I evaluated the program, but you're 100% right, evaluating all programs, this is one that on court and off court and just my full evaluation, you know, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, data, et cetera, just felt like we needed to make a change. And so not a decision that I took lightly, a difficult change. I understand that families are involved and all of that, but one that I felt was necessary to move this program forward. And so we launched our search process accordingly. And again, a very extensive process. This is a wonderful opportunity. This is a great job. And the amount of interest was substantial from all corners of the basketball community and both within extensively throughout the collegiate coaching community, but also interest from the NBA side as well. And Jerry Stackhouse is one who came into the process and took hold of this process and won this job amidst a field of very, very talented, fine, excellent coaches. And so all again, couldn't be more excited.
Coach Stackhouse, Malcolm mentioned how tough it is to coach in the G League, and we talked a lot about it. You know, you've got a roster of maybe guys that don't necessarily want to be there, or they're trying to show out because they got to get their stats up right, so maybe they can get to the next level. What specifically do you think that you'll grab from that experience that you can translate to this job in Vanderbilt and SEC basketball?
Yeah, you know, I just inherited a whole team that I don't really know.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to try to figure out what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are right away, and try to build a philosophy of how we want to play. I understand how we're going to play defensively because I don't think that changes. That's about effort and that's about scheme and technique that, you know, building a kind of an identity of how we want to do things there. But offensively, you have to look at the personnel, look at what you have, and try to build around that and not try to just stick players in pegs and say, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. So that from having that experience of doing that a couple years, you know, that first year we had two all-stars on that G League team, and I lost both of them in the first round. They got called up to Axel Toupin got called up to New Orleans, and Eddie Tavares got called up to Cleveland. So those are my two all-stars, but because we built confidence through the rest of our roster, we were still able to go on and win a championship. So I think that speaks to having everybody ready. It's next man up. You know, even though someone may be playing in front of you, you still have to be prepared because an injury or something like that can't derail your whole season because of a player or two. You got to be able to have guys that's ready to step up and carry the load if you know, unfortunate things happen.
Do you find yourself, Coach Stack, saying things and doing things that you saw and heard Dean Smith do? Do you find yourself doing those things?
It's amazing. Like, you know, I do the exact, my game plan, you know, is just like his. I got an offensive thought of the day. I got a defensive thought of the day. And I got a quote and that they have to read and before go put it on the board. And, you know, those are things, everything from the time of shoot around to building the teams, everything scheduled. I'm basically a copycat, obviously. I mean, I've taken a lot from a lot of different coaches that I play for. I play for some great coaches at the pro level. You know, Rick Carlisle sticks out to me. Avery Johnson at that level sticks out to me. So I learned a lot, but most of why I gravitated to those coaches because it copied what Coach Smith did.
Right.
And I think so. It's going to be a lot of things that look like him. I was just talking to someone who played for Vandy back in the day, you know, under Fogler.
Right.
And, you know, so we start just rambling off the names of plays and stuff like that. So it's definitely some synergy there. So we're excited about that.
Jerry Stackhouse with us, Malcolm Turner, Vanderbilt Athletics Director. Have you reached out to the signees and the players that elected to go into the transfer portal? Where are you with that stuff?
Yeah, I'm still kind of evaluating some things there, but I've reached out to a number of guys, but, you know, focusing mostly on the current guys that's mm-hmm. here, scheduling individual meetings with them. Still haven't, just been such a whirlwind the last 3 days, haven't really gotten to parents and things like that, but I've definitely wanted to let these guys know that I will be having, you know, scheduling to speak with them and have them understand it. But with the team, I got with them the very first day, and like I said, I couldn't help myself. I got on the whiteboard and started going through some schemes offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
So I think after that, I went back upstairs to the office, and all of a sudden I see some balls bouncing on the court. So I think they were excited and rearing to go too.
How close are you to finalizing a staff?
Yeah, I'm not too far away, man. I have some ideas of which way I wanted to go. You know, with my staff and being able to, because the development piece is going to be huge for us.
Do you lean kind of college experience heavy with those guys, since that's an area where you haven't been?
Yeah,
college lifer type guys who understand ins and outs of recruiting, when you can call, when you can't, those kind of things.
Yeah, I think the logistics thing, you definitely want somebody that's on par with that, whether that's one person or two. That someone like that that understands that doesn't necessarily have to be in the coaching role because of the rules and having to be, you know, who can actually be on the floor.
Sure.
Again, the player development guys who I know that are great in that, I could, you know, maybe have an advisor who understands all that that could, you know, really help us in that department. But, you know, I'm thinking about it as a whole. I mean, obviously, Malcolm has given us some autonomy to create a couple of different positions that's probably a little unique than what you see from the standard, staff roster. And that's going to be, you know, like I said, we got to go find us. I was joking with somebody about the show Billions. The idea of having someone like Wendy Rose, somebody that can, make sure to keep everybody on straight, you know, all the logistics and, you know, you having some problems with the head coach, you better go talk to Wendy Rose.
You just became my favorite college basketball.
Yeah.
Like Billions is the show right now. It's toward the end of the show, I'll hit pause just to see how much time's left because I want like another hour of it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Oh man, that's awesome. So did you study the SEC before you jumped into this? Because a few years ago, there's like three tournament teams.
Yeah.
Now half the league's in the tournament.
Yeah.
There's Mike Trangisi came on board. There's been an effort, obviously, to get better at basketball in the SEC. And you could make the argument that the SEC certainly is one of the best conferences in college basketball, or maybe the best. Is that something you gave thought to?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I didn't spend a whole lot of time. I think basketball is basketball from the standpoint of how I see it. I watch the game differently. I don't really watch the game for really entertainment. You know, almost every possession I'm watching, you know, how could we have stopped what just happened there? Oh, he didn't come build a wall. This guy didn't drop. This guy here didn't get into the ball, into the pick and roll. It wasn't up to the level. That's why they was able to make the pocket pass. So we want to do all those things of trying to, you know, dictate as opposed to having offenses dictate to us. So that's who we're going to be. That's where we're going to try to build the toughness that it takes to play that brand of basketball. And obviously I've seen it before and had some success with it. So hopefully try to duplicate that now.
So having said that, we were talking about the last – one of the last plays in regulation. Virginia's down three last night. I don't know if you saw the play.
Base goes off.
Jerome goes into the lane. Why not give him the – here, have a layup, buddy. We're up three. I'm not leaving my guy on the perimeter. But it's funny, like late game, late clock situations, people kind of lose their mind a little bit. Yeah. But what did you think about that play?
Exactly. I said it to them. I said it to the table that I was with there. I was at dinner watching the game. Mm-hmm. And that was the exact play to make the – During the course of the game, we want to come over. Somebody gets beat off the dribble. The lowest guy comes over and build a wall to try to trap him. But now the three, the only thing that hurts us is the three. So in the huddle, you got to say, you know, our low man and base goals are off. Stay off. The two doesn't beat us. Let whoever's on the ball try. That's the difference that I think in the team that's celebrating the national championship right today and the one that is. Just that difference. Just that right small of a difference is the difference of winning and losing. And you have to be in those situations. You have to understand those situations. I've lost games for that, you know. So now I know that we have to remind our guys because they're trained and they're conditioned to, if somebody gets beats, to come. So you have base goals are off, low man are off, you know. Those are things that you have to enforce in those moments because it's, you know, in the heat of battle, you know, the guy's concentration can, you know, can lose a little concentration there.
Yep. Malcolm Turner, Vanderbilt Athletics Director, your resume is varied. Why college athletics? Why now?
It was about the opportunity. I felt like this was a very special, unique opportunity. Any job I've taken, it's been singularly driven by kind of the uniqueness of the opportunity. I'd loved my time at the NBA. I loved that company and Adam Silver and what I was doing there. And you know, and meanwhile, I wasn't someone who was just lying awake at night thinking about being an AD somewhere. So it was very specific to Vanderbilt University, very specific to the upside opportunity, growth opportunity that I felt was in place here. And that was really attractive to me. I know that, you know, when I pulled our staff together my first week, one of the things I said is, you know, any and all success we've had, we don't know what our ceiling is. Let's go find out. We should go find out. And I appreciate that that's a loaded statement in terms of that means resources and fundraising and facilities and staffing and all of those things. But I really believe that there's more out there for this program overall. I think Vanderbilt University is a great place, and I think there's great opportunity here with the backdrop of all that's unfolding in Nashville. But so it was really just driven by what I felt was a special, unique opportunity. I've always been one who's enjoyed growth opportunities, blank sheet of paper opportunities, and I think we can do something special here. And so with great partners like Coach Stackhouse and a wonderful group of coaches who we have in place and our staff and our leadership at Vanderbilt, I'm very bullish on the future and look forward to partnering with Coach Stackhouse and playing some offense in terms of the type of program that we can build here. And so I'm looking forward to partnering and co-authoring a vision for our program going forward with Coach Stackhouse.
There are certainly Vanderbilt fans who would say, you know, they have concern about facilities. The football stadium hasn't been touched since 1982. Memorial has the magic, but it certainly could use more bathrooms and things like that. As you go through the interview process, how important was it for you to know that you would have the ability to make positive changes for the fan experience at Vanderbilt?
It was very important. You know, I think there's a lot that goes into it. You know, if I didn't feel like there was that commitment, you know, that was important to me just as part of my onboarding. That's also what I think was so special about this opportunity culminating with Coach Stackhouse coming on board. You know, just speaking about the basketball program in particular, I mean, we're in a process where, you know, we're developing a strategic plan for athletics. We're launching a process for a master facilities plan in terms of our current footprint and opportunities to enhance and grow and evolve and reimagine and all of those things. And as it relates to our basketball program in particular, all the more reason this is a really unique point in time, you know, with a great new leader of our program where we can literally sit on the same side of the table and dream, you know, what can we do with Memorial? What are some other resources that we can provide for our student athletes to not just facilitate, but accelerate their success and this program's success? And all the more reason, you know, I think the interest in this role and this opportunity was substantial because I think this is a really special, unique point in time. And again, really excited about the future.
Vanderbilt will hire a new chancellor, obviously, as we just found out. How important is it for you to have a seat at the table during that process to give athletics a voice with the new chancellor and to influence that decision?
Very important. I felt very comfortable. You know, I have a seat at the leadership table for the university overall, you know, as a vice chancellor, and the commitment that Chancellor Zepos and also interim Chancellor Susan Wente, but our Board of Trust Chairman Bruce Evans and key supporters of our program. It's been very consistent in terms of buying into the vision that we all talked about as I came on board. And so we'll let that process unfold and we'll continue to be involved in that as well. But, you know, we are all very, very much aligned on the vision for growth that we have for Vanderbilt Athletics.
Coach Stackhouse, have you had a chance to meet our buddy Coach Mason, Tim Corbin, those guys?
Yeah, I have. I met Coach Corbin last night.
He's unbelievable.
He was riding around in his Polaris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got to get me one of those. Yeah. I got to hit him and find out where I need to go pick up one of those for sure.
People can see Coach Stack. We called Coach Mason Swaggy D because the way he dresses.
Yeah.
There's some swag up in here now with you. I mean, give Swaggy D a run for his money.
We might be competing for the best dressed in there. You know? Now, we all know as a tandem, we win the best dressed in the SEC.
But me
and him might have a little personal something going on too, man. But no. Well, I was able to visit with him yesterday at the press conference. Obviously, we're going to spend some more time together, but everybody's reached out, man. It's a special place, you know, for the lacrosse coach, the soccer coach, everybody. I got a text from everyone welcoming me to the fold, and I'm excited to be here and be a part of it.
Jerry Stackhouse, Malcolm Turner, thank you, guys. Great to meet you. We look forward to spending more time with you and seeing what's in store for you guys in Vanderbilt University.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Yeah. All right, Coach Jerry Stackhouse and AD Malcolm Turner.